Hola, hola mi gente, espero que se encuentren bien desde donde nos escuchen. Feliz primavera, no sé ustedes, pero qué rico se siente empezar a ver el sol un poquito más, especialmente para mí que estoy aquí en San Diego. Sé que aunque ha sido un tiempo difícil el año pasado y empezando de este año, espero que se encuentren bien y saludables y que haya un poco de fe en este mes para todos. Hello everyone, I hope you're all doing well from wherever you're listening to us. Happy spring. I don't know about you guys, but it feels really nice to start to feel the sun again, especially for me here in San Diego, California. Even though it's been a difficult past time, the year and the beginning of this year, I hope everyone is well, that you guys are healthy. I know we're still sort of in the pandemic, even though things are starting to open up. But I hope everyone is good and everyone's going through life with a little bit of faith as this year has begun. Today, you will be joining myself, your host, and another professional mental health therapist, Jacquelina Garcia. She has a title of a licensed social worker, LCSW, and we will be discussing anxiety and those stubborn thoughts that trigger our anxious cycles. As a professional in this field who has seen how these symptoms have presented themselves with people, especially during this pandemic, I thought it was important to have this episode and discuss with another mental health professional who I am sure has seen similar increase and who could bring us all some of her perspectives and approaches that she has been taking as a mental health professional. Jacquelina has also recently adopted the popular trend of making TikToks and Reels. So I thought, who else but this fun individual to help us approach this topic? I've never met her before this recording, but I saw her energy in the videos and I was like, okay, I need to have her on my show. So I reached out to her. Hoy te unirás a mí y también a otra persona profesional de la salud mental. Se llama Jacquelina García y ella tiene una licencia en trabajadora social, que es terapeuta, pero su título es LCSW. Para hablar sobre la ansiedad y esos pensamientos que pues se hacen espacio en nuestras mentes y ahí se quedan en nuestros ciclos de ansiedad. Como profesional en este campo, especialmente en esta pandemia, he visto por primera mano el aumento de estos síntomas entre la gente en la sociedad. Pensé que era importante tener este episodio y hablar con otra profesional de la salud mental, que estoy seguro ella ha visto similares aumentos en síntomas y que podría traernos a todos algunas de sus perspectivas y enfoques que está adoptando como profesional de salud mental. Jacquelina también ha adoptado recientemente la tendencia popular es de hacer videos de TikTok y videos en Instagram a través de la salud mental. No la había conocido antes de esta cita, pero me encantó su energía cuando la vi en el internet y pensé esta fuera una buena persona divertida de tener en el show. This is Acá Entre Nos, and this is season 4, episode 3. I know everything will be okay, but my mind doesn't say the same. Esto es Acá Entre Nos, y este es el episodio 3 de la temporada 4. Sé que todo estará bien, pero mi mente no dice lo mismo. Let us begin. Let's welcome. Hay que darle la bienvenida a Jacquelina García, LCSW. Hey, chica, how's it going?
Hola, hola, ¿cómo estás? Muchas gracias por tenerme en tu show. Muchas gracias.
We're glad to have you here. I'm so glad for everyone listening to hear you and what you have to say. Why don't you tell us a little bit about you?
Ok, entonces, bueno, acá entre nos, mi nombre es Jacquelina García, soy una licenciada de trabajador social. My name is Jacqueline García and I'm a licensed clinical social worker. Yo crecí en Tijuana, nací en Orange County, pero crecí en Tijuana hasta los 12 años, entonces adapté la cultura mexicana muy bien, me moví para Riverside, California, cuando tenía 12 años. Entonces, yo digo que ahí fue cuando empezó mi journey, ¿no? Ahí fue cuando empezó mi historia de terapeuta o de to pursue therapy and to become a licensed clinical social worker. Un poquito de mí, mis papás son mexicanos, tengo dos hermanas más grandes que yo y un hermano más pequeño. I'm kind of like the middle child. Cuando llegamos aquí en Estados Unidos fue una transición muy difícil. Si piensas, es middle school years, right? So it's middle school years. Y entonces, para adaptarme a la cultura fue difícil, el lenguaje, el vestimento, las diferentes culturas que hay aquí. O sea, cuando es en México, solamente pues tal vez hay mexicanos, hispanos, de diferentes latinos, de diferentes lugares, pero solamente pues tal vez hay un lenguaje. Entonces, llegando aquí era adaptar al nuevo lenguaje. Y pues fue muy duro el proceso y fue cuando yo empecé a ver a una terapeuta a los 12 años, 13 años por ahí, porque me empecé a juntar con malas amistades, y mi papá dijo, no, esta no es Jacqueline y hay que meterla a la salud mental porque, o sea, fue un cambio muy grande para mí. Entonces, por mi vida, estuve con esa terapeuta por un año y cuando terminé mi última sesión les dije, ok, aquí yo quiero ser como tú. Por favor, dime, edúcame en lo que, ¿qué tuviste que hacer? ¿A qué escuela fuiste? What kind of degrees do you have?
Wow.
Y fue, we had a conversation, our last session, she pretty much educated me in like, what to pursue, what degrees and things like that. And she was actually an LMFT, una licenciada de Marriage and Family Therapist. Entonces, de ahí empezó mi journey. Y cuando me gradué de high school, fui a estudiar en Cal State San Bernardino por 4 años. Y en el último año estuve, I was an intern in Riverside County, even before I graduated college. So I was there, I met amazing people. I met a mentor who, she was in LCSW at the time. And she really helped me and guided me through the process again, you know. And I got accepted into Cal State Fullerton's MSW, Master's in Social Work, antes de graduarme. Entonces, no tuve breaks en todo eso. Siempre fue año tras año y back to back. Entonces, eso es un poquito de mí. En mi práctica he trabajado con niños, adultos, parejas, con diagnósticos de depresión, ansiedad, bipolar, obsesivo compulsivo, que se dice TOC, trastorno obsesivo compulsivo, que es mucho lo que está saliendo, que vamos a hablar poquito de esto. So a little bit of my background, I've worked with children, adults, couples, and I've seen some mental illnesses such as depression, anxiety, bipolar, and OCD.
Yeah, very common to what, you know, what I've been seeing too, yeah. And you're right, there has been an increase in anxiety and OCD big time for sure. Well, thank you for sharing. Thank you so much for that intro. And it's, you know, good to learn a little bit about you. Why don't we get started? Let's talk anxiety. For all of you listening, including Jacqueline and myself, remember that we do these episodes in both English and Spanish. So she'll be elaborating the best she can in both languages. Como vieron, Jacqueline es bilingüe y siempre hacemos estos episodios en español e inglés. So, va a tratar lo mejor para elaborar en los dos idiomas, contestando las preguntas. So, primera pregunta. First, Jacqueline, why don't you help me tell our listeners a bit about anxiety, the different ways it shows up, and a bit about those anxious thoughts that trigger many? Por primera pregunta, me gustaría que nos dijera ella un poquito de ansiedad, un poquito del tema de ansiedad, las diferentes formas en que se manifiesta y un poco sobre esos pensamientos ansiosos que pues se quedan entre nosotros y están súper presentes.
Pues como ustedes, o sea, ya todos sabemos de que pues estamos en una pandemia, ¿no? Y tal vez la pandemia creó mucha ansiedad, depresión. Hubo mucha gente que perdieron sus trabajos. There was a lot of anxiety provoking due to the pandemic, right? There was a lot of anxiety that arised from all of this. And let's keep in mind that with anxiety, even though we do have this criteria, right, it can manifest differently in every individual. So we have to keep in mind and be mindful of that. Pero lo que he visto en, bueno, lo que yo he estudiado y lo que he mirado con mis clientes es los síntomas de ansiedad. ¿Y cuáles son los síntomas de ansiedad? Es excessive worry, ¿ok? En español es preocuparse demasiado. Y también hay la ansiedad de síntomas físicos, que es fatiguez, dolor de cabezas, dolor de estómago, diarrea, problemas del estómago, muscle tension. A veces con la ansiedad, especialmente con la pandemia, ¿no? Este concepto de un virus que llegó y nos atacó en muchas maneras. Entonces, tenemos ese pensamiento consistente siempre de ir, cuando voy a hacer mi marqueta, there's a likelihood that I'm going to catch COVID-19, uh-huh. Right? Entonces, es el pánico, entra el pánico de... ya no quiero salir, so let me isolate, let me stay home, let me not do anything, and it can really manifest different in everyone, but there's different types. We have the generalized anxiety disorder, right? That's the most common scene, and in order to be diagnosed with this, you have to have the excessive worry for 6 months, approximately for six right. months, and then there's other anxiety disorders like panic disorder, OCD. We have unspecified adjustment anxiety disorder, which is in a period of, you know, 3 to not more than 6 months. So we've definitely have been faced heavy with the virus, and it has provoked many to develop this concept of anxiety, fear, worries, intrusive thoughts, etc.
For the next question, why is it that those thoughts are so intrusive and strong? Dinos un poquito a través de esos pensamientos, ¿por qué será que son tan intrusivos y tan fuertes para algunas personas? Mm-hmm.
Acuérdate, tenemos que realmente saber esto, ¿no? De que somos humanos y los pensamientos pasan fluentes. Siempre están pasando, ¿no? Hasta a mí cuando estoy conversando, tengo muchos pensamientos que no tienen nada que ver con lo que estoy platicando, ¿verdad? Entonces, uh-huh. es bring that awareness that we're always thinking and that thoughts are always passing. And los intrusive thoughts pueden ser muy violentos, dependiendo de qué tipo de ansiedad tengas, cómo estás manejando tu ansiedad. Si no estás tan alerta de qué es la ansiedad, puede ser muy scary tener estos intrusive thoughts, tener estos pensamientos negativos. Hasta pueden they can take over your life. They can take, they can consume your energy, and you're no longer concentrating on your work. You're no longer showing up in school. You're no longer showing up in your relationships. ¿Por qué pasan los pensamientos intrusivos? si no tenemos ese awareness de que estamos ansiosos, y no tenemos ese awareness de, oh my gosh, this is an intrusive thought. It's only a thought, not a fact. And we're not able to push it away and we're not able to process it or even see a therapist and pursue seeing a professional, a mental health professional. It can really take a toll on us. So just bringing that awareness, sabiendo que los pensamientos negativos son solamente pensamientos y no son factores.
Yeah, and that sometimes people, a little bit of what I've seen, especially for those that delegated with anxiety and OCD, maybe for the first time in their life, most of them anxiety was always present, but to the level that it was during this pandemic was different for them, right? And so it was really new. And so that's why I think a lot of these thoughts were so intimidating. And esos pensamientos que se han venido a mucha de la gente que tal vez siempre tuvo ansiedad, pero en estos tiempos nunca al nivel que lo tuvieron. Entonces se ponen a pensar como, ¿por qué estoy pensando así? Mucha gente he escuchado entre mis pacientes y otros que no, yo no soy así de débil, yo no soy así de miedoso, de miedosa, yo no sé por qué me siento así. Es un poquito difícil navegar esos pensamientos y escuchar o pensar esos pensamientos negativos porque son tan nuevos también para ellos que se les hace como que, okay, like, I don't know what to do with this. I don't know where this is coming from. I'm better, I'm stronger than this, or whatever it may be. Even though, despite they had been dealing with a little bit of anxiety before.
Y sí, o sea, tienes mucha razón. Y personas que nunca han sentido este tipo de ansiedad, tal vez en este nivel, eso puede crear culpa, ¿no? Culpa mm-hmm. de que, oh my God, I'm broken. I'm going to be like this for the rest of my life, right? So it does give you a sense of guilt and shame, and that in order for that to be processed, you really have to go somewhere where they provide you with that knowledge, right, and awareness, and someone that has experience in treating anxiety.
And that kind of leads to the next question. Why do some of these thoughts feel so real, despite sometimes the individual knowing that what they're thinking will most likely not happen? ¿Por qué mm-hmm. algunos de estos pensamientos se sienten tan reales a pesar de que a través el individuo sabe que lo que está pensando probablemente no sucederá o no es real, pero de todos modos se sienten real para ellos?
Mm-hmm. With intrusive thoughts, these are thoughts that go against our morals and our values, right? And so it becomes tricky when we're cutting pepinos, right? We're cutting something, we're cutting food or la carne o algo. Y I'm going to, you know, there's going to be some, I'm going to be saying some maybe intense comments, so just beware. Mm-hmm. Si usted está cortando pepino y el pensamiento llega de que, ¿qué pasaría? O, ¿qué pasaría si me corto los dedos? ¿Qué pasaría? O, ¿cómo se sentirá eso? O, córtate los dedos. Unos, dependiendo de qué agresivos son los pensamientos negativos, hay que tener the awareness. We have to be aware that these thoughts are just thoughts that go against our values and morals. And it doesn't mean that I'm going to do it, or that it's a fact, or that it's this is the person that I am, right? Mm-hmm. Y los pensamientos negativos, puede ser eso, puede ser estás manejando y de repente te llega un pensamiento pasivo así rápido y hit that car, right? Mm-hmm. What would happen if you get off the freeway? What would happen if you hit that car or hit that person, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of the times these thoughts are so aggressive. And why do they feel so real? Because it's within us, right? So we're having that internal dialogue over and over. And so we really have to bring awareness that my thoughts are just thoughts, not facts.
What about thoughts, since we were talking a little bit about the pandemic, such as some of the things I've heard and seen is, there's COVID on my kitchen counter. I can't cut my fruit or anything on there. Even though I just washed my hands, I'm worried about, did I touch my face and am I gonna, attract some kind of bacteria or virus? A lot of the fears that people constantly were presented in their intrusive thoughts were touching doorknobs, touching doors, touching their own car, touching their face. That fear that, any form of touching anything at all was gonna give them the virus or, if the intrusive thoughts, if you don't do this, your significant other will get the virus and die. If you don't do this, your kids will get the virus and die. Those thoughts that, because the news and stuff were telling us to be careful, this is serious, felt super, super real. And it was, I did see a lot of patterns within people that it was so hard for them as the CDC and people were starting to say it's okay and things like that. They were still so intrusively there and a part of them that it was just hard to get a little bit back into normal. And I am seeing a lot of fear amongst people now that things are opening up because that fear of like going back to normal life or reality or whatever it is, it's like, oh, I've known people that their jobs are starting to tell them like, hey, we're gonna go back next month in person, and they're like, like I'm just not ready for that. Un poquito en español lo que le pregunté que me gustaría que hablaría un poco del tema de estos pensamientos intrusivos que se han presentado en nuestras vidas. Con todo lo del COVID y la pandemia, muchas personas que tienen miedo a tocarse la cara, tocar las cosas, aunque ya limpiaron, piensan, no, es que si, ¿qué pasa si se me pasó un pedacito y allí está el virus y nos va a dar en la comida, nos va a dar en, si me toco la cara, los oídos, lo que sea? Que aunque estos pensamientos son un poquito drásticos, son súper reales porque todo lo que estábamos escuchando en las noticias que nos decían para las personas que tenían estos pensamientos, decían, no, es que esto es verdad, lo dijeron, y aunque nos están empezando ahora a decir, está bien, pueden abrazarse, pueden tocarse, etcétera, la gente todavía vive con ese miedo. So, ¿qué es un poquito que les puedes decir a los que nos escuchan de eso?
Si usted o ustedes están teniendo esos pensamientos intrusivos o pensamientos negativos de ok, si voy a la tienda, voy a agarrar el COVID, ¿no? Voy a agarrar el virus. Es antes de que vayas a entrar a un social setting, sit down and really practice slowing down before you enter somewhere, right? And really ground yourself. A lot of the times with intrusive thoughts, we have to challenge our thoughts. We have to slow down. But first, we have to have the awareness that I'm having an intrusive thought or a negative thought. So I highly encourage you guys to practice meditation at home, right? And if si usted no le gusta la meditación, si usted no quiere practicar la meditación por X razón, entonces, implemente slowing down and really focusing. I really like the grounding technique, the 5-4-3-2-1 grounding technique. That really helps us come back to the here and now, right? Porque usualmente con la ansiedad, si la ansiedad está conectada con el escenario más intenso, ¿no? Anxiety is linked with the worst case scenario. So we're always thinking about if I go to the store, I'm definitely going to have COVID. And now I have to go get tested tomorrow because I want to make sure that I'm COVID free, right? So we see this obsession and we see the compulsive behavior. Obsession is the intrusive thoughts, rumination, que siempre estamos pensando en COVID, 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 COVID. Y después la compulsividad, que excessive hand washing, excessive putting hand sanitizer, and even sometimes like you catch yourself washing your hands, and then 15 minutes later, I already feel dirty. Let me go wash my hands again. Did I touch something that possibly could have COVID? Let me go wash my hands. And then we have dry hands, mm-hmm. you know, and then it turns into a compulsive behavior that it cannot stop.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So grounding techniques and relaxation techniques and meditation.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are definitely really helpful, along with obviously a lot of other things, and you're going to find what works for you. Usted va a saber lo que funciona para usted, pero la idea es tratar de hacer algo para controlar esos pensamientos y la ansiedad. How do these thoughts have a domino effect on our physical reaction? ¿Cómo estos pensamientos tienen un efecto domino en nuestra reacción física? Hablaste un poquito de lavarse mucho las manos. También se ha visto que personas empezaron a secarse muy feas las manos, tener cortadas y cosas así. Irritación de la cara de tanto tener la máscara, alguna gente que ni si las quería quitar ni en la casa, pero ¿qué son otros efectos físicos que pasan cuando la ansiedad nos domina?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. Esa es una pregunta muy interesante, porque si tú te pones en los zapatos de alguien, ¿verdad? O sea, si tú te pones en, okay, mis pensamientos son tan intensos que la verdad tengo miedo a salir a caminar afuera, a respirar afuera, a tocar doorknobs, a meterme a mi carro, a puchar botones del elevador, porque puedo captar el virus, lo puedo tener. Entonces, si tú estás dejando que tus pensamientos te consuman, ¿verdad? Tenemos que realizar que cuando tienes esos pensamientos, te vas a sentir con ansiedad, ¿verdad? Obviamente con ansiedad. Pero ¿cómo se manifiesta en tu cuerpo? Con comportamientos como lo que dijimos, excessively washing hands, lavándose las manos muchas veces. Si usted se está lavando las manos cada 10, 15 minutos, eso es un problema, ¿verdad? Porque no estás lo que estás pensando cada 15 minutos, cada 30 minutos, es de que estás dejando que el pensamiento te consuma y ahora estás engaging in that behavior. Ahora ya estás actuando con el comportamiento. Entonces, estar muy alerta de cómo se siente, ¿verdad? ¿Sientes que tu pecho está duro? ¿Sientes que ocupa respirar? O you need to stretch, you know? Si ocupas sentarte, hablar con alguien, talk to someone that you trust, that's considered in your support system, o si está dejando controlar tu vida esta ansiedad, entonces tal vez es hora de ver a una terapeuta, ¿no? De ir a agarrar ayuda profesional para que realmente pueda trabajar este tipo de miedo en esa sesión uno a una, right? If you are having these, if you're experiencing very severe, overwhelming, intrusive thoughts and anxiety, maybe it's time for you to schedule that one-on-one session with a therapist. That way you can work through the behavior, gain awareness, gain the knowledge of what anxiety is and what ways you can learn to challenge those thoughts and to challenge the compulsive behavior or the obsession.
What about physical effects such as like weight loss, or some people have expressed like, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm about to have a heart attack from like what I'm feeling. Do you want to touch a little bit on that?
Mm-hmm. So eso es más el pánico, ¿no? That panic attack. Mm-hmm. Si tú has tenido un ataque de pánico antes, realmente sientes que te vas a morir.
Mm-hmm.
Cuando estás en ese estado tan intenso, you feel like you're going to die.
Right.
And there's no way out of this. And you don't know exactly how long this is going to last. It might last 2 minutes. It might last 2 hours, right? And so it really is when you feel that panic and that out of breath sensation, you can't breathe, right? A good technique that I like to use is hold ice. Why? Because if you hold ice, it's going to bring you back to the here and the now. Si usted está teniendo un ataque de pánico, una técnica que le recomiendo que ustedes hagan en casa es agarrar hielo. Agarrar un hielo y ponga en su mano el hielo y enfóquese en cómo se siente el hielo derretir en su mano, right? And if you have the ice on your palm and on your hand, it's going to start changing your temperature, right? And so it's going to start getting cold and you're going to be distracted in how the ice is making you feel. So obviously you switch hands and you put the ice or you let it go somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's engaging in possibly jumping jacks, right? Jumping jacks really quick. That way you understand that your heart is beating and that you are breathing. Your blood is flowing. And lastly, another technique is that I recently heard on social media, on TikTok, which is really nice, getting a sour candy. Getting a sour candy. Uh-huh.
I recommend that one. I recommend it to my patients. I learned that through like working with kids. Another mm-hmm. therapist told me that it was a good one and kids like candy. So yeah, it's a good one.
So sour candy and blowing bubbles for kiddos, right? Para niños. Mm-hmm. Las burbujas, mm-hmm. Las burbujas para que sepan cómo controlar su respiración. That way they learn how to really blow the bubble slowly, right? Like in count to four and make sure the bubble is created. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that. The next question, some believe that these thoughts will always exist as a part of them. Would you say it's true? Algunos creen que estos pensamientos, ahora que están en sus vidas, siempre existirán como parte de ellos. ¿Dirías que esto es cierto?
Pues esa pregunta, la verdad, es única y diferente a personas, ¿no? O sea, es muy con ansiedad y con la depresión y con todos estos trastornos mentales. Pueden ser manejables. You can learn coping skills and learn how to cope with your anxiety, learn how to cope with your depression, learn how to cope with your intrusive thoughts. The answer to that one is a little tricky because are thoughts ever going to go away if we are human beings and we experience thoughts every second, every millisecond, you know? Entonces es los pensamientos, bueno, si fuéramos robots o no humanos, tal vez te diría sí. We could stop those thoughts, right? If we had the ability to push a button and say, ahora no quiero tener pensamientos negativos. Pero es aprender diferentes maneras a cómo, how to cope, en cómo manejar los pensamientos de ansiedad, los pensamientos negativos, la depresión, la ansiedad.
La siguiente pregunta, ya hablamos un poquito de esto, pero tal vez tendrás otras técnicas para los pensamientos. Es, ¿cuáles son algunos de los mecanismos que se pueden usar para afrontar los pensamientos ansiosos? We already talked a little bit about coping mechanisms, but if she has any other ones, the next question is, what are some of the mechanisms you could use to target specifically the anxious overthinking and intrusive thoughts?
Okay. You know, and maybe let's talk about like, si eres un adulto, if you're an adult, let's touch base on our inner child, right? Mm-hmm. El niño que antes éramos, todos tenemos ese niño adentro de nosotros. We all have that inner child, right?
Right.
Y decir qué tipo de actividades te gustaban hacer cuando eras un niño, que tal vez no estábamos enfrentando con la ansiedad como lo estamos haciendo ahorita. La pandemia es algo único que yo digo, nadie nos preparó para esta pandemia, right? So our life stressors, even as a kid when we were younger, they're not compared to the stressors that we're facing now as adults, especially with the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Pero un mecanismo que me gusta hacer con clientes, con cualquier problema que vienen de a terapia es get in touch with your inner child, right? Si te gustaba dibujar antes o te gustaba pintar o hacer puzzles o salir a jugar con la pelota, if you liked puzzles, if you liked drawing, painting, going to the park and playing ball, those are the things that you can engage in. Obviously now with some different accommodations because we have this component of wearing a mask and making sure that we're 6 feet apart. Pero es get in touch with your inner child. ¿Qué es lo que tu niño o niña quiere hacer hoy? Tal vez quieres mirar una película o you want to bake o quieres hacer galletas. Y para los papás, ¿no? Para los papás también, yo digo que eso, si ustedes, para los padres que están allá afuera, si tienen niños, si usted se conecta con su niño o niña y puede jugar con sus hijos también, ¿no? Mm-hmm. Really connect with your family at home and build that connection within your son, your daughter, maybe your wife, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, connecting with your inner child. I think a lot of people made a pretty good effort, especially at the beginning during the lockdown, like trying to stay busy. I saw a lot of people making puzzles, doing videos, coloring, watching old movies they hadn't seen in years. And it definitely allows to have a little bit of normality and calmness for sure.
Yes. Wasn't it when didn't Disney Plus came out also during a pandemic? I feel like TikTok, Disney Plus, so many things that arise. And you know, like yes, we are talking about like anxiety, right, and stress. But if we look at the other side, right, we have been allowed to be home, slow down, right. Have these conversations about anxiety, and a lot of the people are speaking about mental health, especially right now due to the pandemic, right? Because it's, I think everyone got a reality check in a way, like, mm-hmm. Oh damn, we do have mental health, we do have to take care of ourselves, because if not, we burn out, if not, we develop really severe mental health disorders like OCD and generalized anxiety disorder and panic attacks. Mm-hmm. So it really brought this conversation of mental health in the last year or so. And, you know, you see a rise of a TikTok therapist on TikTok, which is so
She's
cool.
She's one of them.
Slowly, I joined TikTok a little later just because I was dealing with my own mental health too. And especially as, you know, shout out to all the therapists out there. Si usted es una terapeuta durante la pandemia, oh my goodness, muchas gracias por tu servicio. Thank you so much for being able to share space, share a sacred space with your clients that possibly maybe those 60 minutes, our clients are able to really just debrief and decompensate and just let their worries and speak about their worries and learn about how to cope with the pandemic itself.
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of therapists, some of us weren't seeing therapists of our own. You know, our work has always been heavy, but I did feel sort of a big old wave that just kind of hit us. And so much being asked from the people that we work for, our companies, et cetera, just in general, even if you're private practice, you know, feeling like I need to help everybody and that sense of like needing to do it all, but knowing that you couldn't. And unfortunately, I think one thing that stood out to a lot in this field is that there isn't enough of us for the amount of people there is in the world, in this country, that we're dealing and are continuing to deal with mental health issues. And it's a lot. It's a lot of work for all of us. I did have a couple of people that were like, oh, you're working from home, must be nice. And I'm like, oh, well, aside from sitting on my ass all day, you know, no. In front of a camera, it's not as easy as it may seem to the rest of you. Lo que dije en inglés es que tiene razón, que ha habido mucho plática a través de la salud mental, que obvio sabemos que ya en la cultura y comunidad latina es un poco de tabú, no nos gusta hablar de los problemas y todo eso, pero pues eso ya es para otro tema. Y si no han escuchado el episodio a través de eso, busquen en la primera sesión, pero no se habla de eso. Y creo que tiene razón, la pandemia nos enforzó a hablar de que uno se tiene que cuidar. Fue mucho, mucho trabajo para nosotros, todavía lo es para muchos y muchas de nosotros en este trabajo, y sí ha sido un poco pesado. Creo que muchos de nosotros amamos lo que hacemos, entonces no nos molesta tener este espacio para la gente que pueda platicar con nosotros y procesar las cosas que están sintiendo, los síntomas, etcétera. Pero de todos modos, terapeutas que están allá y nos están escuchando, es importante que nosotros también nos cuidemos.
Eso mero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The next question was, which we've already stated more than once, how there's been an increase of anxiety and all type of other mental health issues. The topic obviously isn't depression, but that's been one of them. La siguiente pregunta era a través de lo que ya hemos estado hablando, que hubo muchos problemas de salud mentales a través de ansiedad, también depresión, que no es el tema, pero también vimos mucho de eso. ¿Nos quieres contar un poquito de lo que tuviste? What are some advice, end of advice that you can, tips, things that you can give people that are still having these strong anxiety, depression, hopelessness during this pandemic? Por último, nomás quiero que les des un poquito a los que se escuchan un poquito de consejos, algunos recursos, lo que sea, a través de todavía que siguen todavía sufriendo con problemas de salud mental, porque pues la pandemia todavía existe, aunque están empezando a abrir las cosas y todo eso.
Yo ni les recomiendo si usted está teniendo ansiedad, pensamientos negativos, y usted siente que su vida ha cambiado demasiado y ya no está haciendo las actividades que antes usted hacía, o no puede dormir en la noche, tiene insomnio. Si usted está teniendo estos síntomas, le recomiendo que si usted tiene la oportunidad de encontrar a una terapeuta, o por su aseguranza, usted puede hablar a su aseguranza y puede, si tiene aseguranza, puede hablar a su aseguranza y preguntar qué tipo de servicios ofrecen. Y a veces ahorita hay muchas ayudas de salud mental, que si con la aseguranza cubre todo. Hay cero copay. So, si usted tiene aseguranza, hable. I recommend you, if you have insurance, call your insurance and ask for what they provide in terms of mental health services. And just keeping in mind that if you don't feel like you're receiving the help from your therapist, you can fire your therapist and find a new one, right? You can fire your therapist and find a new one until you find the right fit, because that's very, very, very important. Also, don't suffer in silence. No sufra en silencio. Reach out to your support system, whoever this is. Maybe it's your boyfriend, maybe it's your girlfriend, maybe it's your best friend, maybe it's your chosen family. Really, really reach out to your support system, and you can let them know, hey, you know, no me tienes que decir nada. You don't have to say anything to me. I just need you to listen. I just need you to watch a movie with me and just know that I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. And really drink your water, get your sleep. And if you are really having these intrusive thoughts, I highly encourage you to seek professional help, because they could be very intense. They could be very heavy on us. And we start believing our thoughts, because that's something that human beings do, right? We start believing our thoughts. So we really have to, if they're impairing our functioning, if it's really impairing our familial functioning, our work functioning, social functioning, please reach out to mental health services or a therapist or anyone.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you. Well, I hope that you guys could take those tips and definitely, you know, get the help you need and utilize any of the coping mechanisms that we shared, mostly she shared throughout the episode. This was such a smooth episode. Thank you so much for this conversation. Gracias muchísimo por esta conversación. Espero que todo lo que han escuchado, todos los que nos están escuchando, que algo de esto les ayude. La idea de este podcast es para informarse, para darles lo más información que se pueda, para que la gente no se sienta que está sufriendo en silencio, como dijo Jacqueline, y solos. Y so I hope that everything that she shared, that we both shared, was of help in any way. The point of this podcast is obviously to keep you guys informed and give you guys as much information as possible, so that you don't feel like you're suffering alone or like there's no one else going through it. Thank you again so much for joining us today. It's really been a true pleasure. Before we let you go, antes de que te dejemos ir, me gustaría que les dijeras a los que nos están escuchando, dónde te pueden encontrar, qué información le quieras dar. Before we let you go, I just want you to let everyone listening where they can find you, social media, etc. Maybe they have more questions. Maybe they're in your area and they might seek services from you, whatever it may be.
Bueno, te quiero agradecer mucho por haberme tenido en este espacio. I really enjoyed this conversation. And like you said, I really hope that we're able to start that conversation at home, even just discussing anxiety, intrusive thoughts. And really, I want to point out something really quick before I give you guys my contact info. Intrusive thoughts are normal to have. If you're having intrusive thoughts, it doesn't mean that you are a bad person. It doesn't mean that you are a monster, etc. It means that you're human. And if you're human, you experience negative and positive thoughts. Okay. Me pueden encontrar en Instagram at TherapyLux. Ya estoy en TikTok at TherapyLux. Y en Facebook casi no me meto, pero es ahorita son mis contactos, ahí me pueden encontrar, at TherapyLux.
Okay. Do you want to tell them in English?
Oh, yes. you guys can find me on Instagram as TherapyLux and on TikTok the same, at TherapyLux. And I'm still building on my website, but you guys can contact me through Instagram. For sure.
Yeah, we'll get there soon. So thank you so much again. I hope that everyone enjoyed this episode, everyone who's listening, and like we said, got something out of it. I'm going to let you go so you can enjoy the rest of your evening. For today's Chisme del Día, I just wanted to kind of thank you guys for continuing to support. I hope that this podcast is informative enough. I hope that this podcast is helping anyone out there if you are listening. I've increased followers on social media. If you follow me on social media, you know I haven't been as active because I am studying to take the final part of my licensing exam for being a therapist. And so sometimes it's hard to like keep up with Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. I honestly deleted the Twitter because it was just too much. But I appreciate you all who continue to listen and continue to support me/us, anyone who has been a guest. Nomás quería darle las gracias en este chisme del día por seguir escuchándome. Si me siguen en mis redes sociales, ven que no he sido tan activa, especialmente en la cuenta de Acá Entre Nos, porque pues estoy estudiando para la última parte de el examen para mi licenciatura, pero también es un poquito difícil manejar todo sola, trabajar todo el día, etcétera. Y pues muchas veces uno se, no voy a decir me decepciono, pero me pongo a pensar, todavía me están escuchando, todavía esto es ayudable o ayudante para alguien, no sé, pero espero que alguien, si están escuchando, les ayude de cualquier manera. Me gusta tener personas que vienen al show como Jacqueline y las otras personas que han visto que he tenido, que pues tengan la misma pasión que yo y quieran dar la información que necesita para la comunidad a través de las cosas que están pasando en el mundo con todo lo de salud mental, pero también cualquier otras cosas o cualquier manera que podamos ayudar, si tienen cuestiones para mí a través de la salud mental, por favor contáctenme, pregúntenme ideas para episodios, tal vez hay un tema del que no he hablado y tal vez ni lo tenga planeado para otro episodio en el futuro, so si tienes alguna idea, lo que sea, por favor contáctenme. Me gustaría escuchar que todavía vale la pena hacer esto y que alguien esté escuchando. So, sí, contáctenme. You know, reach out to me if you guys have ideas on episodes. If you want to ask me questions about mental health, I'm here. You can reach out to me and ask. There might be a topic that I haven't talked about or haven't even thought of doing a future episode in. And I know if there's someone out there dealing with something like it or struggling with it, I definitely would love to help and maybe even record an episode on the topic. So we are in the month of March. We are in this new year. Things are starting to open up. I know that is making a lot of people nervous, especially with the topic we talked about today, anxiety and whatnot. Some people that were already very, very antsy to get out are ready. I have to embarrassingly admit that I'm a little bit of one of those persons that's ready to just get a little bit back to normal, but I understand that it can be very anxious driven to not know where things are going to go from here on out, and not just regarding the actual virus and pandemic, but also regarding like finances and properties and jobs. Some people lost jobs, etc. So it's definitely a lot to deal with and a lot to handle. If you've been on unemployment this entire year, knowing that that's going to end soon, getting back into work, it's definitely tough. So hang in there. Yo sé que ha sido un año parece telenovela, o sea, increíble. Y yo sé que, pues, a través del virus y la pandemia vienen otros medios, hablando del tema de finanzas y trabajo. Alguna gente perdió sus trabajos y, pues, tal vez han estado recibiendo ayuda del gobierno por todo un año y muy pronto se tendrán que regresar a la sociedad, a buscar trabajo y eso, y pues va a ser un poquito difícil, yo pienso, pero creo que sí se van a mejorar las cosas. Espero que hayan recibido, para los que fueron elegibles para recibir su dinero de ayuda, los 3 cheques creo que fueron para el ayudo de estímulo. I hope everyone got stimulus checks. I think it was three of them, and got the help that you guys needed, if that was something you needed, maybe just a little extra cash if you didn't need it. I hope and wish everyone a good process in getting back to normal, getting back out there. If you, like we said earlier, are dealing with mental health issues, do not hesitate to get help, especially if your anxiety is still increasing as we speak, if you're still worried and wondering about what the future will hold and what's going to happen and how is this pandemic going to continue to unravel, etc. You know, make sure that you seek help, and maybe use some of these techniques that we offered you. Reach out to social workers, reach out to whatever local resources are in your area. If you're in the LA, San Diego, Orange County, Riverside area, I know one of the numbers you can call is 211. Si están en la área de Los Ángeles, San Diego, Orange County, Riverside, toda esa área, uno de los números que se puede llamar es el 211 para recursos, de cualquier recursos que necesiten, que tal vez puedan ayudarles con salud mental, recursos a través de comida, no sé qué otros programas hayan que se están ofreciendo en las diferentes áreas. That number is not only for resources for mental health needs, there's also, they offer you information on like any other type of governmental help that the counties offer. So make sure that you use these resources, especially if you need help. I wanted to leave you guys with one of the anxiety grounding techniques that she talked about. If you follow my social media page, I've actually posted about it. It's one of my favorites to use, especially with adults, but I do see it really effective with like younger teenagers and kids. Quería dejarlos con unos de los ejercicios a través de que ella habló un poquito, que es uno de mis favoritos para usar con mis pacientes y que personalmente creo que es muy ayudable para, especialmente cuando uno está teniendo un ataque de ansiedad, un poquito de pánico, ataque de pánico, o se siente súper, abrumado con los síntomas de ansiedad que tiene. So it's called the anxiety grounding technique, and it's the 5-4-3-2-1. So I just kind of wanted to walk you guys through a little bit through those different steps. Es una técnica para ansiedad y pánico un poquito, y es algo que se usa para enfocarse en el momento y tratar de controlar esa ansiedad y ese pánico que está sintiendo. Ella le llamó la técnica de 5-4-3-2-1. Les quería explicar un poquito a través de qué son esos pasos. So the five, I'll say it in English and in Spanish. Lo voy a decir en inglés y en español por cada número. The five is things you can see. El cinco puede ser cinco cosas que puedas ver. Imagínate si estás en un espacio, tienes pánico, tienes ansiedad, te pones a nombrar cinco cosas que puedes ver a tu alrededor. Depending on where you are, obviously you would start naming five things you can see in your surroundings. Always doing these techniques while slowing down and practicing your breathing as well. You don't want to be holding your breath. You don't want to be breathing too fast or too short. It's also, you're kind of doing two techniques at the same time, right? The number four is things you can touch or feel. So sweater, hair, different textures around you, on you, to kind of help you focus and get to the here and now. El cuatro es cosas que puedas tocar o sentir, puede ser tu mismo pelo, tu suéter, tus cosas alrededor, pero la idea es enfocarse en lo que está en tu presente. Three things you can hear, tres cosas que puedas escuchar. A veces es un poquito difícil, especialmente si el lugar no tiene muchos sonidos, encontrar esos sonidos. Por eso esto funciona, porque te ayuda a enfocarte en encontrar tres sonidos. Helps you find three sounds of some sort. And so that's why this is helpful, because it allows you to focus, to really, really focus in finding those sounds. Two things you can smell, even a little bit harder. Sometimes you don't really, there is no nearby scent of anything, and so it's even a little harder to focus, which is why this is so helpful. El número dos es dos olores que puedas encontrar. A veces es súper difícil encontrar olores, entonces eso te ayuda a enfocarte hasta un poquito más para encontrar aunque sea dos olores que puedas identificar. Y por último, algún dicho, alguna cosa que puedas decirte que te va a ayudar a sentirte confortable, a sentirte bien, a sentirte que no estás en algún peligro. So un dicho como voy a estar bien, todo va a estar bien, estoy saludable, no me pasa nada, lo que sea, cualquier dicho o cosa corta que puedas decir que te ayude a navegar lo que estás sintiendo. The last one is, for one, is one encouraging and or inspiring mantra or statement that you can say to yourself that'll maybe help you calm down or make you feel safe, even just simply saying you're safe, you're not in any danger, some kind of statement that can be really helpful to get you to the here and now, but also tell you that it's going to be okay and you are going to get through this and pass it. So I hope that that technique helps. There's so many other ones out there. I could probably be here for a whole episode, but then that would be totally giving you guys therapy for free. And the goal is to, not that therapy for free is a bad thing, but the goal is for you guys to get out there and get your own mental health professional and get the help that you need. But there's so many resources out there, especially TikTok, social media. Jacquelina really put some pretty cool videos out there where she's explaining a lot of these symptoms and topics, etc. So definitely check her out. She's awesome. It was really great having her on the episode. As always, thank you guys so much for continuing to support and listen. Don't forget, you can contact me via email at acaentrenosfam@gmail.com, or reach out to me via Instagram or Facebook, acaentrenos_. On Facebook, it's just acaentrenos Spanglish podcast. So do not hesitate to reach out. I would definitely love to hear and listen to what any of you have to say, statements, etc., opinions, whatever it is that you guys want to say as far as the show, and or even questions that you might have for me as far as mental health, or even personally. I can answer some of those as long as they're appropriate. No se les olvide, me pueden contactar enviándome un correo electrónico a acaentrenosfam@gmail.com, o comunicarse conmigo a través de Instagram o Facebook. Por favor, si quieren platicar, tienen alguna pregunta, alguna idea para un episodio, contáctenme. Me gustaría escuchar de ustedes qué es lo que piensan o cualquier otro tema en el que quieran hablar. Muchas gracias por escucharnos. Hasta la próxima. Que tengan un buen resto del día o fin de semana a cualquier hora que estén escuchando. Thank you guys so much and have a great one. Bye bye.